Good morning, and welcome to Simply Space. It's Wednesday, May 1st. On today's show, NASA triumphs as science is restored on the Hubble Space Telescope after a gyro glitch, and Kuva Space wins a contract to join the ESA's civil security. Plus, the next-generation space-based missile warning capability passes a critical design review. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Space. We start off with some good news from NASA. The Hubble Space Telescope is back in action after experiencing a gyroscope issue last week. The iconic telescope entered safe mode on April 23rd due to faulty readings from one of its three gyroscopes. But as of April 29th, NASA says Hubble has resumed science operations and all instruments are online. For more on this, we're joined by our space correspondent. So what exactly happened with Hubble's gyroscope that caused it to go into safe mode?
Well, David, the Hubble Space Telescope uses gyroscopes to measure its turn rates and determine which direction it's pointing. It needs at least three functioning gyros to operate with maximum efficiency. Last week, one of those three remaining operational gyros started returning incorrect data, triggering the telescope to automatically put itself into safe mode as a precaution. While in safe mode, all of Hubble's science instruments are shut down until ground control can troubleshoot the issue and send up new commands.
And this isn't the first time Hubble has had gyro problems, right? It seems like these devices have caused some headaches for the telescope in recent years.
That's right. This particular gyro actually caused a similar safe mode event back in November. Hubble originally launched with six gyroscopes in 1990, but they've been replaced over time during servicing missions. The last set of six new gyros was installed in 2009 during the final space shuttle mission to Hubble. Three of those six are still functioning today, including the troublesome one that acted up again last week. NASA says if worse comes to worst, they could reconfigure Hubble to operate on just a single gyro, keeping one in reserve. But obviously, they prefer to have multiple gyros for optimal performance.
Well, it's certainly good news that Hubble is back online. Even after 34 years, it continues to be a workhorse of a telescope. What kind of research and discoveries is Hubble enabling these days?
Hubble remains an incredibly valuable asset to astronomers worldwide. Just in the past year, it's made groundbreaking observations of the early universe, captured stunning new images of galaxies and nebula, and even detected evidence of water vapor in the atmosphere of a distant exoplanet. And NASA expects Hubble will continue operating throughout this decade and possibly into the 2030s, working in tandem with the new James Webb Space Telescope to unravel even more cosmic mysteries. It's a testament to the incredible engineering and design of Hubble that it's still going strong after over three decades and multiple gyro issues.
Hubble has certainly proven to be a resilient and revolutionary observatory, showing us so much about the universe since its 1990 launch. Hopefully, it can continue its groundbreaking science for years to come. Speaking of space advancements, Kuva Space, a Finnish company, has been awarded a 1.8 million euro contract by the European Space Agency to participate in its civil security from space program. The goal is to develop advanced hyperspectral situational awareness capabilities for monitoring and mitigating civil security and crisis events. For more on this, we turn to our space correspondent. So what exactly will Kuva Space be doing as part of this program?
Kuva Space will be testing and developing onboard hyperspectral data processing, satellite-to-satellite and satellite-to-IoT mobile communication over the next 3 years. They'll then demonstrate these capabilities with a field study in collaboration with Finnish authorities. The specific aim is to enhance border surveillance by detecting illegal activities along the Baltic Sea area between Finland, Estonia, and Sweden.
It sounds like there are some significant challenges currently facing the civil security domain when it comes to data handling and communication. Can you expand on that?
Absolutely. The civil security field is grappling with issues around scarce resources, data access, big data management, and secure data transmission. This is largely due to the rapid growth in data volume, speed of distribution, variety of data types, and of course, security concerns. Experts rely on a wide range of data sources and satellite assets to anticipate events, assess situations, and communicate, especially before, during, and after emergencies. So having actionable information delivered in near real time is absolutely critical.
And it seems this is where the Smart Connect Consortium comes in, correct? Who is involved in this effort?
That's right. Five nations, Austria, Belgium, Finland, Portugal, and Switzerland, have contributed ESA funding to create the Smart Connect Consortium. It's being led by the Austrian company Geovil and includes Kuva Space along with several other technology companies, Epic Blue, Enov, Clepsydra, Nexat, Sistema, and Vito. Their collective goal is to revolutionize crisis communication to enable rapid data exchange and timely delivery of actionable information during emergency situations.
The CEO of Kuva Space, Jarkko Anttila, provided a statement on the significance of this project. He emphasized that getting critical information to first responders as quickly as possible during emergencies can have a huge environmental, humanitarian, and security impact. It will be interesting to see how this consortium collaboratively develops and tests an end-to-end solution for delivering those vital insights to the end users who need them most. Thank you for breaking this down for us. We'll be tracking this story as the CSS program progresses. In other space news, the U.S. Space Force has reached a critical milestone in the development of its next-generation missile warning satellite system. The next-generation Overhead Persistent Infrared Polar, or OPIR-NGP program, has passed its critical design review, paving the way for the fabrication and testing of the actual satellites. For more on this, we're joined by our space correspondent. So what exactly is this OPIR-NGP program, and why is it important?
The OPIR-NGP program is essentially the successor to the current Space-Based Infrared System, or SBIRS, which provides early warning of missile launches from space. These satellites use infrared sensors to detect the heat signatures of missile plumes as they launch, allowing the military to quickly identify and track potential threats. The OPIR-NGP will replace the current SBR satellites in highly elliptical orbits over the Earth's poles, providing improved coverage and capabilities.
And what does passing this critical design review actually mean for the program?
Passing the critical design review is a major milestone in the development of any satellite system. It means that the design of the OPIR-NGP satellites has been finalized and meets all the necessary requirements. This allows the program to move forward into the next phase, which involves actually building and testing the satellites. It's a rigorous review process to ensure the satellites will perform as intended once they're launched into orbit.
How critical are these types of missile warning satellites to U.S. national security?
They play a vital role. The ability to detect and track missile launches from space provides critical early warning for the U.S. and its allies. It allows the military to quickly assess the threat and determine the appropriate response. In the event of a nuclear missile launch, every minute of warning time can make a difference. As Captain Christian Chavez from Space Systems Command put it, the OPIR-NGP will be an unblinking eye that warns of impending attacks. It's a key part of the U.S. missile defense strategy.
And when can we expect to see these new OPIR-NGP satellites launched?
The first OPIR-NGP satellite is currently scheduled for launch in 2028. The full constellation will likely take several years to deploy after that. But with the critical design review now complete, the program is on track to deliver this important capability. Of course, a lot can happen between now and 2028, but this is a significant step forward for the OPIR-NGP program and for U.S. missile defense efforts more broadly.
Thank you for that insight on the U.S. Space Force's next-generation missile warning satellite program. Shifting our focus to another exciting development in space exploration, NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has captured a stunning new image of the iconic Horsehead Nebula, located some 1,300 light-years away from Earth. The image, released on April 29, 2024, reveals the nebula in unprecedented detail, showcasing its complex structure and beauty. For more on this incredible cosmic portrait, we turn to our space correspondent. So tell us, what makes this image so special compared to previous observations of the Horsehead Nebula?
This image from the James Webb Space Telescope is truly remarkable for several reasons. First and foremost, it captures the Horsehead Nebula with an unparalleled level of spatial resolution, allowing astronomers to study the intricate details of this celestial object like never before. The image reveals the complex interplay of gas and dust within the nebula, highlighting the ongoing process of star formation in this region of space.
The Horsehead Nebula is a well-known astronomical object. Can you explain how it formed and why it has such a distinctive shape?
The Horsehead Nebula formed from the collapse of an interstellar cloud of gas and dust. As this material condensed under the force of gravity, it gave rise to the dense pillar-like structure we see today. The nebula is illuminated by a nearby hot star, causing it to glow and become visible to our telescopes. The surrounding gas clouds have already dissipated, but the denser material in the Horsehead itself is more resistant to erosion, allowing it to maintain its striking shape.
It's fascinating to think about the life cycle of these cosmic structures. Do astronomers have any idea how long the Horsehead Nebula will remain intact?
While the Horsehead Nebula has endured for millions of years, it won't last forever. Astronomers estimate that the nebula has about 5 million years left before it, too, will disintegrate under the relentless assault of radiation and stellar winds from nearby stars. This may seem like a long time by human standards, but in the grand scheme of the universe, it's just a brief moment in the ongoing cycle of star birth and death.
The James Webb Space Telescope continues to provide us with unprecedented views of the cosmos, deepening our understanding of the universe we inhabit. Thanks for sharing your insights on this remarkable image of the Horsehead Nebula. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Space. We'll see you back here tomorrow.